Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served up with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're standing at the edge of a cliff, staring down into the abyss of self-doubt? You know that feeling when even getting out of bed feels like climbing Mount Everest? We've all been there. It's one of those universal human experiences that can trip us up faster than a rogue skateboard on a sunny day. But guess what? The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were basically the OG mental health gurus, had some pretty powerful insights on how to navigate this self-doubt minefield and build unshakable confidence. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the art of conquering your inner critic and becoming the freaking boss of your own life. First things first, let's acknowledge that self-doubt is a natural human emotion. It doesn't make you weak or flawed, it's just part of the package. The Stoics understood this. They saw it as an opportunity for growth, the chance to step back and examine our beliefs and actions. They believed in focusing on what's within your control, your thoughts, your reactions, your choices, and letting go of the things you can't change, like other people's opinions or external circumstances. Think about it this way. Worrying about things outside your control is like trying to stop a hurricane with a fan. You're just wasting energy. Second, the Stoics emphasized the importance of living in the present moment. Dwelling on past failures or anxieties about the future only fuels self-doubt. They encouraged us to focus on this very breath, this very step, and engage fully with what's happening right now. Practice mindfulness, pay attention to your senses, your thoughts, your surroundings. This brings you back to reality, grounded in the present, where you can make clear decisions and move forward with confidence. Third, challenge those negative self-talk tapes. That little voice inside your head that whispers doubts and insecurities. Yep, we've all got one. The Stoics urged us to question these thoughts. Are they really true? Is there evidence to support them? Often, our self-doubt is based on fear and assumptions, not facts. By actively challenging those negative voices, you start to shift your mindset towards a more positive and empowering perspective. Fourth, remember that you are capable of amazing things. You've already overcome challenges in your life, haven't you? Think back to times when you faced adversity and came out stronger on the other side. You have the strength, resilience, and potential within you to achieve anything you set your mind to. Believe in yourself even when it feels hard. Finally, surround yourself with supportive people who lift you up and believe in you. The Stoics understood the power of community. Sharing your struggles and successes with trusted friends and mentors can provide invaluable support and encouragement on your journey. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Now, let me share a real-life example that might resonate with some of you. Imagine you're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is pounding, palms are sweating, and that inner critic starts whispering all sorts of doubts. What if I mess up? What if they think I'm incompetent? You know the drill. But here's where those Stoic principles come into play. Take a deep breath, focus on your preparation you've put in the work. Remind yourself of past successes, even small ones. Visualize yourself delivering a confident and engaging presentation. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about sharing your knowledge and ideas with the world. So, how do you take all this wisdom and make it part of your daily life? Start by practicing mindfulness. Just 5 minutes of focused breathing each day can work wonders. Challenge those negative thoughts when they arise. Ask yourself if they're really true. Surround yourself with positive people who believe in you. Remember, building confidence is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never stop striving to become the best version of yourself. Ready to own your power? Share this episode with someone who might need a little boost of Stoic inspiration. After all, we're stronger together. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let me know what resonates with you and how these insights are helping you navigate self-doubt and build confidence. Until next time, keep it real, keep it Stoic, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.